Agent.
Federal Agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Surety, Canadian Northwest Mounted. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. Minutes to 3 o'clock, one July afternoon, the cashier and teller of a small town bank are talking.
5 more minutes and we'll put him away for the day.
Yeah.
Ed Williams, come in and cover that overdraft today.
Yeah, he came in about noon. Oh, initial this cash count, will you, Mr. Wood?
Oh, yes, yes. Take care of those two customers first, Roy.
Oh, I didn't see you come in.
Break this 20 for me, will you, kid?
Sure.
Don't make a sound, kid. This is a stick-up. Get that other guy, Jack.
Okay.
Mr. Wood!
Quiet, you fool!
It's a hold-up!
You asked for it!
Oh!
Cut that game up! Hey, you! Shove that case into this bag and make it snappy!
Sir, sir, don't shoot, for God's sake! I have a
family! Fill this bag up and quit your yapping! How's it outside, Jack?
Still clear, Harv.
There's your money. Every cent. I swear it is.
Okay. Come out of there, you.
Don't kill me. I won't say anything.
I know you won't. You're going with us.
When I called out to Mr. Wood, the man shot him. Oh, it was terrible.
Now, try to remember, Miss Rice, just what this man looked like.
I told the police.
We're from the Federal Bureau. And while it's a matter for your state police, we're naturally interested in the case.
You see, Miss Wright, it might be someone we've been tracing for some time.
Well, he was dark, heavy black eyebrows.
Mustache?
No.
How heavy would you say he was?
Well, about your size.
That'd be 175. How was he dressed?
Well, he looked like a garage mechanic. Both of the men were wearing overalls.
The man in the car, too?
I didn't see the man in the car.
Now, let me get this straight. These two men came in just before 3 o'clock. They walked up to young Martin's window and asked him to change a $20 bill.
Yes, sir.
Young Martin resisted and they shot him.
They made Mr. Wood, the cashier, get in the car with them and then they drove away.
Yeah. All right, Chief, thanks.
Now what?
Local police just identified the number one bandit as Harvey O'Donnell. Gas station man saw him in a car headed south.
That means the hoodlum with him is named Jack Crisato.
That's right.
You think they'll get him? They'll catch
him? Sure, they haven't a chance.
Why aren't you joining the search?
We're federal men, Miss Wright. As yet, we have no interest in the matter, but...
I'll get it. Hello? Well, they did, huh? All right. Steve, it's in our lap. Those mugs just threw Wood, the cashier, out of their car at Middletown. That means they've crossed the state line. Sister, that's where they made their mistake. They're federal meat now.
Once again, federal agents take up the trail of three dangerous criminals. Leaping into their high-powered roadster, federal agents Steve Wilson and Blaney Smith set out for Milltown, throwing on their brakes in front of a wayside service station.
Hey, buddy.
Huh?
You seen a gray sedan with three men in it this afternoon?
Nope.
Thanks. I'll try that put on the other side of the street there.
Yeah.
Hey, seen anything of a gray sedan with three men in it?
Friends of yours?
Might be.
Yep, I seen them about half hour ago. In fact, I sold them some gas.
What'd they pay you with?
$5 bill. New one.
You got it with you?
Yep. Got it in my pocket.
Let me see it.
Here's you fellas are mighty interested in something that ain't none of your business.
Come on, let's see it.
Well, all right. Here.
What are the serial numbers on, Blaney?
M210147A.
Check. That's one of them, all right. Step on it, kid. We're hot on the track.
Hey, come back. You got my bill. Hey, you darn crooks. I'll have it low on you.
With the trail growing warmer, federal agents close the gap between them and the fleeing bank robbers. With his eye close to the road, Steve Wilson keeps his roadster pounding in pursuit of the fugitive. Suddenly...
What's the matter?
Hop out and take a look at the road back there.
Right. Your hunch was right, Steve. There's tracks leading off the highway under that dirt road.
How do they check with those tread measurements we took back there at the bridge?
Perfect. They cut across here and turned up that road.
That'll take them right back onto 66. Right back where they came from.
Sure. They're playing smart, doubling back in their tracks.
Hop in, buddy. We're off.
Okay.
With tires screeching on the turns, federal agents Smith and Wilson close in on the fleeing car. Just before dusk, on the outskirts of a small town, less than 50 miles from where the chase started.
Look, that's them, Steve.
Right. Watch now, we'll pull up behind them.
Look out, Steve, they're shooting at us.
I'll show them two can play that game. Climb out on the running board.
Keep your eye on that road, big boy, and I'll give them something to think about.
I'll keep her on the road. Aim for the tires. Hey, you're shooting too high, Blaney.
Now what's wrong?
Shot the motor somewhere. Acts like the distributor.
A ball of rotten luck.
Well, hang on. We'll pull over to the side of the road.
Just when we're getting close. Next time, I'll get a horse.
However, unknown to the federal agents, two of their shots had taken effect. In a blood-stained car 2 miles ahead.
We gotta stop, I tell you. We gotta.
We're stopping as soon as it's safe. No sooner.
But I'm bleeding to death, I tell you. That G-man punctured an artery.
Wind this shirt around it and stop yapping.
Harv, you gotta stop. Look, but there's a doctor. Sign says so.
We're too hot to stop.
Well, listen, Harv. I'll bleed to death before if you don't get me to the town. It'll take just a minute. Pull up.
All right.
You'll have to help me in. My leg's paralyzed.
Okay. Lean on me. And remember, you got shot in a hunting accident. A sick doc won't know the difference.
My leg's something awful hard. Oh.
Well, just stick it out till we get to the city and we'll hole up somewheres and get you a good doc. Remember, it was a hunting accident.
Right.
Oh, yes?
Doctor live here?
I'm Dr. Martin, yes.
Well, I want you to look after a friend of mine, Doc. Got himself shot in a hunting accident.
Oh, that's too bad. Come right in.
It's my leg, Doc.
Mm-hmm, I see. Oh. Oh, it's a nasty mess there. Come, hop up on this table. I usually have my wife here to help me, but She's uptown on some business.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, how did you say it happened?
Hunting accident. Why?
Nothing.
Doc, we didn't come here to palaver. We came to get that leg looked after.
I see. Now, this man should really be sent to a hospital.
Nothing doing. I'm taking him up to the city to a real hospital. All I want is a temporary job.
I see. Well, there isn't much that I can do. Swab it out and sterilize it a little.
Yeah, well, that's all we want.
Well, I can do that much. Now, let me see. Better cut his pant leg, if you will.
Oh!
What are you looking for?
Oh, it beats all. I had a bottle of iodine here. I wonder what became of it.
Well, hurry up, Doc, will you?
My wife must have thrown it out with the rest of the bottles.
Well, ain't you got nothing else that'll disinfect it?
No, I haven't.
Well, ain't this a fine fix?
I tell you what you can do. If you hurry, you'll find old Pop Weaver still up at the corner drugstore.
Huh? Nothing doing.
Now, if you'll take this prescription up there, he'll fix you up in a hurry. Bring it back, and we'll fix your friend's leg.
We'll wait till we get to the city.
All right. But I'm telling you, there'll be gangrene set in before you've driven 10 miles.
Beat it out and get the stuff, Harv. We'll have time.
It'll only take a minute.
Okay, give me the prescription.
All right, here you are.
Say, there's a lot of writing on here for a bottle of iodine.
Those Latin names spread out all over the sheet. Funny, they never learn to abbreviate. Come, you better hurry. Pop will be closing up. Well, you were gone long enough. Did you get it?
Yeah. That's a wonder. That hick druggist had me waiting 15 minutes for a bottle of iodine.
Well, probably had to dissolve some crystals. Shake it up good.
How's the leg feel?
Pretty tough.
Who's that?
Oh, my wife, probably. Got her hands full of bundles. She's just in time to help me bandage this leg now. I'm coming, Mary.
Up with your hands, man.
What the?
Drop it! I'll teach you to pull a gun on federal men. Sorry I had to give you another patient to care for, Doctor.
That's quite all right.
Nice work, Doc. Writing a message to the druggist in Latin telling him to call the cops.
It was the least I could do, gentlemen. I was quite interested in seeing justice done in this case.
You don't know what a job you did, Doc. These are the fellas that held up the First National and killed a young teller named Martin.
Yes, I know, gentlemen. I'm Roy Martin's father.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents!